102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon, and for the next 15 minutes, I'll be speaking with Howard Cato, president of Bay Area BMXers, and Jern I, team rider. How are you, gentlemen?
Great.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. I have so many questions because I used to get down on bikes. Tell us about the movement.
Well, the movement that I got going on right now is called Flood the Streets with Bikes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to get all the kids in the neighborhood, in my community, all over the place, man, right, just to be riding bikes. I think that they should know about BMX right now. A lot of people don't know about BMX. Mm-hmm. So when I present this and go to schools, man, and tell about my after-school program, the kids, they don't even know about it.
Wow.
So I'm here today to expose it.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with BMX and your love for bikes.
Man, I started back in 1983.
Wow.
Racing BMX. But I was riding bikes before that, all the way from probably like 1980.
Wow.
Man, you know, as good as I am mm-hmm. on a bike right now, I didn't learn to ride a bike until I was 11 years old.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 50 years old right now.
50 years old.
Yeah, still
wow.
riding.
Still riding.
Still
bro.
Riding. And you know the thing about it, man, I remember coming around the corner mm-hmm. because all the kids had said that they wanted to, they were going on a bike ride after school.
Right.
So, man, I come around that corner. You know, remember Swans back in the days?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I had me a Huffy, man. I come around the corner there, though. But that wasn't even the crazy part.
Right.
I came around the corner with training wheels, man. I got laughed out of there, man.
I bet you did, brother.
I got laughed. So, a friend of mine, he hung back with me, man, and mm-hmm. he started showing me how to ride a bike and everything. And took the training wheels off for me, and then I just started getting better and getting right. better and getting better, man. I made it a point that I was going to be good at this, you know. So I started riding, and then we kind of found this place that had these magazines where, mm-hmm. you know, it was like BMX magazines
okay.
where people be racing bikes and stuff. So I'm like, what's that at? Me living in Oakland, you know, I never
right.
You know, we didn't go out of Oakland too much
of
unless
course,
I was
yeah.
going to Mississippi, you know, to go visit the grandparents or stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine took us out to the track that was out in Fremont. Went out there that night, man, and raced for the first time.
Wow.
Got me a second place trophy, man. Okay. I was hooked.
Yes.
I came back home, man. I think I slept with that trophy that night, man.
Right, right.
And, you know, it went from there. So, you know, as my son got older,
mm-hmm.
I decided that I wanted him to go to start doing BMX as well. So he started when he was 4 years old. He's 24 right now.
Wow.
He's a professional. He done been all over the world, man. Raced in New Zealand, raced in
wow.
Holland, you know, Canada and stuff. So it kept him out of trouble.
I can
you
imagine.
Know? And I was happy to be a part of it growing up, watching him do the same thing I did as a kid, you mm-hmm. know. And how I started Bay Area BMX is we had been racing. My son had been on a lot of BMX teams and mm-hmm. stuff, man. And I decided I just wanted to start some myself, you know. So I wanted to do something for the Bay Area.
Right.
And that's when I came up with Bay Area BMXers. So
okay.
when I came up with that, I decided that I wanted to start working with kids that might don't even have the chance to
be exposed to bikes.
Exposed to it. Exactly.
And the lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, just
yes.
like you said, your son has been all around the world.
Yes.
Because his skills on a bike.
Exactly.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah,
it's
it
amazing.
Is, man. You know, the amount of people that I've met all over the world, man,
mm-hmm.
is great, you know.
That's excellent.
And, you know, starting this team, man, it's a diversity team, man. You know, we need it right now. You
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
The way the world is at times, man, you know, bringing everyone together, man, mm-hmm. no matter what race you are, man, just – watching everyone smile and enjoying themselves, you know, being on this team. So it brings a lot of positive energy. So
right,
when
right.
I step up and come into the schools, man, and I'm bringing these bikes to these kids and I'm watching them smile,
mm-hmm.
hey, man, it's amazing.
This is a Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon. And joining me in the studio this morning is Howard Cato, president of Bay Area BMXers, and Jern I, a team rider. So, Jern, tell me what's your role as a BMXer?
I am a rider on mm-hmm. Howard Cato's team.
Okay.
I joined Howard's team when he first started it in 2011.
Wow.
And it was interesting because, you know, I used to race back in the 90s. I didn't start in the 80s. I had a late start. And a similar story, I grew up in East LA, and I was always fascinated and gravitated towards BMX from seeing it in magazines like BMX Plus and BMX Action.
Right.
You know, it kept me out of a lot of trouble. I grew up in a neighborhood in East LA that was gang-ridden, you know, had a lot of gangs and drugs in my neighborhood. So it was definitely an outlet for me to just get out of that element. And it taught me a lot of discipline without even realizing it.
Wow.
You know, I was on my bike. I spent a lot of time on it. And subconsciously, you know, the amount of time and work I put into it was a form of discipline, you know?
Thank you so much for sharing. Because when you're going through health issues, especially as a young man, you know, I've been through some health issues with high blood pressure, runs in my family. And, you know, there's nothing like riding a bike, especially on a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
you know, when you're able to do tricks and really express yourself, and the bike becomes a part of you, an extension of you. It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
It
is.
It's
amazing.
That's well put, actually. You know, when you start feeling like that bike is just a part of
it's
you.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic. And I have to really commend the both of you for what you're doing. And we're going to talk more. This is Armand with Listen Up Bay Area. In studio with me, I have Howard Cato, president of Bay Area BMXers, and Jern I, team writer. And if you want to find out more about the Bay Area BMXers, go to BayAreaBMXers.org. And gentlemen, I really want to know more about what you're doing in the community, because this is the first I've heard of it, you know. And there's a lot of bike organizations, but they're more motorcycle bikes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm noticing a lot more street bikes are showing up, like, you know, but not on the BMX side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Oakland, there's a lot of the Oakland bikers that decorate their bikes with the speakers on there and so forth and so
on. Scraper crew.
Yeah, the scraper crews, correct.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the BMX bikes. So this is refreshing for me because I grew up with a BMX.
Yes.
I grew up on, you know, the tricks and the ramps and things of that. So please expand more in regards to what else does your program offer?
I go and I help kids that don't have bikes help get bikes.
Right.
So I decided that I wanted to form a campaign this year called Flood the Streets with Bikes.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for me to do that, I need help.
So
I need people to help, whether you can donate bicycles or help get them, get me some bikes.
Okay.
And, you know, the bikes are not expensive and they're not cheap, but I don't want these kids riding on nothing raggedy that, you know, I just want them to be comfortable.
Yes.
So, I decided to start my first, program at Brookfield Elementary School, which in Oakland, that's where my son and my daughter went to school as well. So I got in contact with one of my kids' teacher, Miss Martin. And I went there and I ended up talking to the kids, which they're waiting on me right now, man.
Yeah.
I got to get these bikes. So it's like a deadline that I told these kids that I was going to get these bikes for them, whether even if I have to let them ride my bike, but I'm going to get these bikes together so I can flood these streets with it. So it's going to start at that school there and it's going to move forward on to the next, which, but it's like 26 kids up in there. I did a GoFundMe because I thought I only needed 13 bikes, but after going to the school and seeing how many kids was up in that classroom there, I'm going to need more bikes than that.
Okay.
So it's like when I say flood the streets, I mean I'm really going to have to flood them. So
what is the time frame? What is the deadline?
Well, there's no deadline.
There's no deadline.
I'm just getting bikes. I got bikes coming in. People been sending me bikes, and, you know, I'm working to get them. Jern's been helping me build bikes together, you know, we're putting them together as we get them.
Mm-hmm.
If some is used bikes, we're taking them to the shop and we're getting them worked on, you know, just getting them ready. But I want to at least have, within the next couple of weeks, the 26 bikes that I need.
Now, what's the average cost per bike?
Right now, it's like $185. That I can get me a reasonable bike for these kids right now and a nice bike for them at that. you know, and something stable.
Right.
And, you know, because it's one thing that, you know, you can get some of these older bikes for kids, but if you got new ones right here and then this kid might says, I want to be on that one too. So I want to make sure I got all the bikes newer. Okay. So that way there's no conflict.
Okay. All right. If you want to learn more about what Bay Area BMXers are doing, please go to BayAreaBMXers.org. What else do you need from our listeners?
Safety gear.
Safety gear. That's important.
Yeah, that's important. Helmets.
Because back in the day, we didn't
have them back in the day. We didn't have no safety gear. I went out without a helmet on,
right,
man.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, now these kids really need
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my kids got to have that. They the have helmet, the knee pads, the elbow pads, the whole nine. The face pad.
Yes. So we started a new BMX park here at Richmond. It's called Dirt World. We need something close for these kids.
Okay.
And this is how I spot talent from kids. I take these kids out here and ride, and if I think that they have what it takes to go out and race, then we go to the next level. And then I ask the parents, can I bring the kids to the BMX track? They got an okay at everything, and I take them out there and start helping them to develop BMX skills and everything. Because there's a lot of kids out here that have that talent. We just don't know because they've never been introduced to it.
Right.
You know, so that's my thing that I like to give back.
And in Richmond, where is the track?
It's right off McDonald. Matter of fact, a lot of the information is on BayAreaBMXers.org.
Okay.
They have all the information to the to that bike park there as well.
Okay. When you went to the school, when you went to Brookfield, and you noticed there was kids with no bikes, what prompted you to say, you know what, I need to do this. This is something that needs to happen compared to skateboards, compared to, you know, anything else.
When I talked to the kids, when I got up in there and I was talking to them, all the kids knew about the rippers, which everyone riding down wheelies and everything.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a lot of that on TV right now. It's kind of giving BMX a bad name because they're kind of doing a lot of stopping on the freeways and doing extra stuff. BMX racing, we don't do that, you know. So when the kids was asking me, hey, do you guys ride wheelies? Yeah, we do ride wheelies, but in a safe environment.
Right.
So, you know, they were asking, that was the main thing. They didn't know nothing about BMX racing. They only knew what they see outside, people riding wheelies. They don't know nothing about the jumps where we can go to.
Yes.
They don't know nothing about going around turns, lining up on the gate with eight people and having a nice BMX race. So I brought some magazines out and I showed it to them, exposed them, showed them what we were doing and everything. And the kids, I asked the kids in there, where's your hand? How many of you guys would like to do this? And maybe 15 of those kids raised their hands. It was three kids up in there that didn't know how to ride a bike. And I told them that I would be able to help them as well.
Excellent.
So they're not going to be left out.
That's excellent. All right, I'm going to ask you the ultimate question. What is your go-to move? What is your go-to trick?
When I was younger, we used to do the 360s, the 180s. As I got older, man, I couldn't, my I don't know, my knees wouldn't make me spin around the way I want to anymore. So the trick for me right now, I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, my trick being 50 years old, having one lung.
Wow. See,
I didn't tell you that.
No, you did not.
Okay, so I only have one lung. I was shot seven times.
Wow.
So I was shot back in the 90s. I was paralyzed also. So I didn't even know if I was going to be riding. But my thing is, my go-to move is just to get out there and ride every day.
That's
go ride
up.
A big hill and everything. I'm already winning once I do that.
That's it. That's it. And you're winning for being here, brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate you as well, Earn. And you know what? We're going to really spread this out.
Thank you.
Because this needs to be known. You know, what you and Jern are doing is very important. BMXers, BayAreaBMXers.org is where you can go to help these brothers out and make sure they get to their goal. This is Listen Up Bay Area. My name is Armand. I want to thank you gentlemen for joining me this morning. And you know what? Carlos is going to make sure this gets on the website on Monday. So we'll be able to, you know, show you off on Monday on the KBLX page. But in the meantime, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful week. And please pass on your passion. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.